Welcome back to Techtopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Susan Zanzinger. She is the co-founder of Zigio. This is Technotopia.
Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com.
Welcome back to Techtopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Susan Zanzinger. She's founder and CEO of Zigio. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So Zigio deals in video. You have some interesting aspects of video, allowing almost everybody to use video. Why don't you describe the company to us?
Sure, absolutely. So what we do is we make it super simple for platforms and sites to capture videos from their audience, customers, or communities. So for the techies out there, we've got APIs and mobile SDKs for video recording and playback.
Okay, so you can basically add video recording to almost any app or whatever you're working on, right?
Exactly, any app or site. Imagine like an embeddable video recorder and player.
Oh, interesting.
To capture videos.
Okay, super. So you've been looking at video. You've essentially, your entire career is on video. And so you're betting big on video. You think that's going to be the medium of the future?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I only entered video sort of about 5 years ago. And we entered it because it was actually solving our own problem. It was actually a recruitment platform, and we wanted to be able to capture and record candidate videos, but we realized there was no good video technology out there. So we had to spend months and months of development time developing sort of video technology, and that's when we realized that there was nothing else out there. So we released this as APIs and SDKs so other people could use it. But yes, betting the future on video.
Okay, so what does the internet of the future look like? Is it text and video? Is it only video? What do you think the next medium is going to be?
Well, I think it's going to be video. Is that video creates this personal connection that text simply can't do. If you imagine, you know, in the course of sort of human civilization, sort of human interaction, seeing people's faces and gestures, that goes back millions of years to the caveman times, right? Cavemen would be able to sort of see you, read your gestures, know whether you're angry, whether they should flee, or whether you're happy or, you know, a safe environment. Whereas text has only been around for a few thousands of years. So I think we're hardwired to really kind of read people and read gestures and you know, facial expressions and the tone of voice. So I think that, you know, what video does, we obviously can't meet everybody in person, but what video does is really kind of bring us back to our roots. And now that technology is improving, you know, we're really going to see that video is going to be the predominant way that folks are going to be communicating in the future.
The interesting thing about video is that it's a one-to-one situation. So if I have 16 minutes of video in front of me, it takes 16 minutes to consume. Is that a problem, do you think, down the line, or are there going to be different ways to consume this stuff?
Well, actually, it harkens back to there's a recent study that talked about the our attention spans, mm-hmm. and it mentioned that our human attention span. Second, a goldfish's attention span is 9 seconds. So our attention span is actually less than a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about video is that the brain processes video 60,000, or images at least, 60,000 times faster than text, right? So I don't think we're going to see, folks watching hours or long videos. I think they're going to be in much smaller chunks, but we're going to be able to get so much more information from a small chunk of video. So just a few seconds of video, you'll be able to to see so much of the person. In fact, we're seeing that now with folks in the recruitment space when people are hiring. Turns out that when candidates record videos for employers to see, it's the video that the employers turn to first. I was talking to Andy Weissman, who's a partner at Union Square Ventures, and they incorporated video first in their recruitment process. And what he was saying is that he turns to video first. He doesn't even look at the cover letter or resume, watches the video, sees whether there's that connection. And in fact, it's even led to a more equalistic hiring, or hiring of folks that they would have otherwise possibly discarded. So they're not looking for necessarily the Ivy League degrees, but they're looking at, how articulate is the person, how can they, what are their thoughts, and that sort of, that spark and personality and the passion that they have for what they're talking about.
So that's interesting. We're entering in a world where hiring is based, it can be based entirely on articulate you are, to a degree, your looks, et cetera, how well put together you are, I guess, in the video. So I wonder what sort of handicap we're gonna have if you're not articulate or you are afraid to do that sort of thing. What are the options for someone like that who might be a little more introverted and working out as a programmer, but doesn't want to get into the video thing?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that more and more people are becoming comfortable with video. It's how we're interacting, whether it's via Skype or video messages, and it's going to be much more of the norm. I think you're right that there are certain challenges that we're seeing. So for instance, whether it's an introverted programmer or also a lot of, frankly, women of a certain age, they're not as inclined to record videos, and that's a challenge for a number of reasons. I think there are opportunities that are going to be lost, and also, frankly, the thoughts and records of these folks, particularly, women, aren't necessarily going to be recorded. So I think that's absolutely something that we need to tackle as a society to make sure that those opportunities are available and that folks of all different, genders, colors, everybody is heard and listened to.
What does TV look like in 20 years? What does TV look like in 20 years in terms of the idea of programming?
TV. I don't watch TV, actually.
Exactly. So, if we're creating video on the fly, everybody watches YouTube videos of people playing video games and playing with toys and talking about stuff. What does a TV network look like, and what does CNN look like in 20 years?
Yeah, what? I think they'll ask, what's CNN?
Yeah, exactly.
And hey, Mom, what's a TV? Mm-hmm. we don't have that, actually, as our family. We got rid of TVs, years ago, and we just watch, via the internet, films. And if we don't have it now, and I think, I think certainly entertainment on demand will certainly be the future. I think it'll be much more interactive. I can't wait for AR to really be much less passive, much more active.
Okay, so we're entering into a world of interactive television, interactive media, interactive entertainment.
Yes, that's right. I think that we're going to be, going to be able to kind of virtually go into worlds and experience them, and it'll be kind of like, I always think, this series, the Choosing Your Adventure series, where you can actually choose. There'll be new storylines opening up. That's what I imagine for the future of entertainment to be. I don't want him killed. Let me save him, or sort of more like. I think it'll be much more engaging and much more up to us to determine the destiny of how things evolve.
All right, beautiful. So why don't you tell folks where they can find more about Zigio, and can you download it? Can you do you basically install an app there, or how does that work?
So actually, there's no apps to download. We're a technology that you integrate into your own platform or site. So if you go to Zigeo.com, you can sign up for a free plan. And with just a couple of lines of code, you can embed a video recorder and player, and you're off to the races.
All right, super. Susan, thank you for joining us on Technotopia.
Great to talk to you, and happy travels.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Technotopia is brought to you by Typewriter. Typewriter is your on-demand editor, and their amazing team of writers will make your book chapter, blog post, or email shine. Typewriter editors come from places like TechCrunch, Gizmodo, and the New York Times, and they offer low bulk rates for longer work. Check it out at typewriter.plus. That's typewriter.plus.